And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 23rd of November, 2017. Thanksgiving, a day when millions of us sit down to turkey, cranberry sauce, and stuffing, commemorating the celebratory dinner, took place 1621 between the Pilgrims and the Wampanoag Indians near Plymouth, Massachusetts. The Pilgrims had endured a very harsh ocean voyage on the Mayflower. Landing at Plymouth Rock, they were ill-prepared for winter. Most of them perished or became severely ill during their first winter. And this autumn feast took place. Probably it was not turkey, probably not mashed potatoes, probably they ate goose or swan or seal. The idea of the fall harvest feast was common among ancient peoples, the Egyptians, the Greeks, the Romans, and also among Native Americans had a long tradition of feasting and celebration of the harvest. It wasn't until 1863, during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national Thanksgiving. He did this as a result of a long campaign. For 38 years, Sarah Hale, known as the author of Mary Had a Little Lamb, sent letters off to senators and presidents and Lincoln pleading for a national holiday. And so it came about as the fourth Thursday in November. 1889, the first jukebox unveiled in a saloon in San Francisco, invented by Louis Glass. He called it the nickel-in-the-slot phonograph, and you picked up a stethoscope and listened to the music. Eventually, it made the player piano obsolete. It's the birthday of Guy Bolton, born in England, 1884. Came over to this country, famous for the musicals that he wrote with P.G. Woodhouse. And it's the birthday of the author Neeraj C. Chowdhury, born in what was then Bengal in India, now is Bangladesh, in 1897. He was a radio political commentator in Calcutta when he reached his 50th birthday, and he despaired that he had never achieved anything in his life, so he sat down to write his memoirs, and he published them in 1951, entitled The Autobiography of an Unknown Indian, which made him famous and also earned him a great deal of money. Here's a poem for today by John Berryman, Minnesota Thanksgiving. For that free grace bringing us past great risks and through great griefs surviving to this feast, sober and still, with the children unborn and born among brave friends, Lord, we stand again in debt and find ourselves in the glad position, gratitude. We praise our ancestors who delivered us here, within warm walls, all safe, aware of music, likely toward ample and attractive meat with whatever accompaniment Kate, in her kind ingenuity, has seen fit to devise. And we hope, across the most strange year to come, continually to do them and you not sufficient honor, but such as we become able to devise out of decent or joyful conscience and thanksgiving. Yippee! Bless then, as thou wilt, this wilderness board. Minnesota Thanksgiving, a poem by John Berryman from his collected poems, published by Ferrer, Strauss, and Giroux, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, now available on iOS devices. Subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.